In February, Google invited municipalities to join an experiment to test ultra-high-speed Google Fiber, boasting to deliver internet faster than any other internet access. There is a hitch. Google wants to piggyback on existing networks which Sarasota cannot offer. County Administrator Jim Lay says there are ways around this.
But what we have is a creative culture, creative assets like the Ringling College, and a community that's already pretty heavily connected and has a high access of internet access per capita, one of the highest in the country. So everybody's got their own little leverage. Some maybe need to throw money to overcome other things. Some need to just throw the availability or the idea of their assets on the table.
Administrator Lay said he had been watching for the Google Fiber announcement, and when he found out the city of Sarasota was interested, they began working together. He said if Sarasota makes the first cut, further discussion with Google would occur. Lay believes creative collaborations for the application will take place.
I think we're talking about a couple of different creative ideas, and you know what you're basically doing is trying to show interest in your community. That's one in particular I think that has been caused to happen by the city of Sarasota talking to the Film Commission. We're also talking to the Ringling College about possibly seeking their students to create YouTube, why Google should be in Sarasota type of videos, and maybe organizing a little competition amongst the students and sort of leveraging the creative aspect of Sarasota toward Google.
While skeptical about an experiment not yet defined, Jim Lay calls it a brilliant move by Google because they are taking their brand and value as a company to ask, are we worth partnering with? Chance Craig, IT director for the city of Sarasota, said that Google is not just looking for free infrastructure.
I believe that what Google is trying to do at this point is to find out which communities have the greatest amount of interest in partnering with them. The technologies, I believe, are out there to support what they want to do, what they claim they want to do. Some people are considering whether it's the poles, availability of fiber, or availability of conduit, and that may play a deciding role in it. But I think what they're looking for is the community that wants to partner with them and has expressed the most amount of interest in it.
Tim Raines, a business developer for technology companies, said he moved to Sarasota because it promised support for the creative community. But because Google is looking for communities open to new technologies, Sarasota may not qualify.
Their business model, they release everything in beta. It's invite only, like Google Voice, like Google Gmail was originally. And so they make it somewhat of a badge of honor to be one of the early adopters. I don't personally view Sarasota as an early adopter community. And so I think that they're going to have to portray the ring, you know, really put Ringling, the students of Ringling, New College, in the forefront of this effort. Because generally speaking, I think the population as a whole, it would be considered late adopters. It might scare Google away. So I think we need to really, really look and show our assets as a community that embraces things that we're not, that maybe aren't fully baked yet.
You can find more information at googlefiber.com. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, this is Virginia Hoffman.